Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again, this is Steve Warren, and we have another Spectrum show with one repeat guest, and we have some new friends that are coming. As you know, throughout the year, you've heard us talk on China America Radio about the events going at the SUNY Confucius Institute for Business in Manhattan. We've attended a number of their events. We've had a great time. We just came through a wonderful mid-autumn festival celebration with music and food and lots of other good things. So I'd like to welcome back one of our guests that we had about this time last year, and her name is Mary Alice Mazzara, better known as Allie. After this past couple of this past year, I feel comfortable with Allie.
Please, absolutely.
So, welcome back.
Thank you. And great to be back.
Now, last year we talked a little bit about some of the programs at the CIB.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little update, and for our new listeners that maybe didn't hear the show last year, what exactly is CIB and your relationship with SUNY and the SUNY International Center on 55th Street in Manhattan?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much. On behalf of SUNY's Confucius Institute for Business, we just want to thank you for being a wonderful partner in our Mid-Autumn Festival and in many other programs that we've done. So great to be here again. And I look forward to sharing some things with the new people as well as for our new colleagues to add in about what we're doing. So CIB, Confucius Institute for Business, offers programs of excellence for New Yorkers who want to learn Chinese and learn how to do business in China and with Chinese. That really captures what are doing, and everything then comes under that. We have a lot of new programming with our new team that's just started this July with our new colleagues. We have Chinese business communication courses, which are sort of the bread and butter of what we offer. They're designed for busy New Yorkers who want to learn how to interact with Chinese in a respectful way. They're 6 weeks, 2 hours a week, and then you can go different levels, which one of our colleagues, probably Dr. Dai, will talk about some of the Chinese language programs. Then we just started a Distinguished Speaker Series, and our first one was in August with the very well-known Yusai Khan, who is an entrepreneur doing many things, including in fashion, working with Miss Universe China now, and many other areas that she's been so successful in. We had a diplomat in our October program. Then I'll just mention briefly, because my other colleague, Dr. Sun, will talk about it more. We've started another series called the Chinese Arts Series, and we're excited about that. And we also have the Mid-Autumn Festival that you talked about, and then we'll be having in January or February the Spring Festival. So we have those cultural events and many other programs that come up, but those are the highlights of what we're offering right now.
Yeah, it's a great program. I've attended, I think, about one or two of everything.
Yes.
And really, I think the star in my crown thus far has been meeting Yusai Khan, because I sent all of my friends in China the message that I had met her and had been there, and they were just flabbergasted. They all knew who she was.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd had her own makeup line, and you know, was very, very important with television and such as that.
Exactly.
So you have some new colleagues. There have been a few titles changing.
That's right.
At CIB over the past year or so.
Exactly.
The most recent, well, not the most recent, but the second to most recent acquisition is Sun Dong Sun, depending on which side you're looking from. And you've just landed here within the past 3 or 4 months from Nanjing.
Yes.
So tell us your relationship to CIB and the things that you do on a daily basis.
Okay, so I'm the Chinese director of the Confucius Institute for Business here at SUNY's SUNY's Confucius Institute. I come from Nanjing University of Finance and Economics. So before coming here, I used to work in the English department. So I'm a professor in world literature, and I also worked as a deputy director in the higher education research. So, you know, our CIB is established in it's a kind of a collaboration between SUNY and NUFI under the management and coordination of the Confucius Institute headquarters in Beijing. So my daily job is to collaborate with Dr. Mazzara. So in, I think, organizing those programs, in designing the courses, and in actually most of the part is coordinating with NUFI, the Confucius headquarters, mm-hmm. and different kinds of parties involved in this project.
Have you had any experience before coming here this time with working in the United States or visiting the United States?
No, it's my first time here in the States, but I've spent 2 years in Canada. So I went to Canada in the first time I went to Canada is in 2003. So then I did my postdoc in McMaster University. From 2009 and to 2010.
Mm-hmm. So, have you found anything surprising about living and working in the United States and in New York?
New York City is very special. So, it's different from Toronto and Hamilton, where McMaster is. So, it's very busy and it's very crowded and it. I like it because it is really multicultural, and you can meet different people from different countries and ethnic groups and speaking different languages. So I think it represents what real America is.
Have you begun to feel more American? Do you have any things that you're doing now, any new things you're doing now that you didn't do in Nanjing? You're eating more American food, you're going to more American stores, you feel like you're becoming a local.
My major is English, so I used to... So in China, I feel like I'm very westernized. But now I'm becoming more Chinese.
Okay.
So in China... I think I drink Starbucks coffee and I go to McDonald's and I eat Western food. But here in America, so because you can get very easy access to all these things, so I just go back to my Chinese cuisine.
It's a safety net. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your stay with us. You've just come through this summer, and now I hope you brought a big coat with you from Nanjing, because Nanjing's not that cold, but you're going to need a warm coat for the next couple of months. Next, another acquaintance that I've studied with over the past number of months is Wenhong Dai, and she's actually one of the teachers. So welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Never been here to the studio, but I've certainly seen you in your office many, many times. Tell us about the language classes and the culture classes and a little bit of your background.
Hello, everyone. I'm a Chinese instructor. My major is Chinese language and culture and literature. I have been here for 2 years. And actually, our Chinese business communication courses is run very well. And it is a 6-level course. Now we will start the 3rd level. And we have different students from different industries, such as Sotheby's, Sotheby's Real Estate, and Harry Winston, Tiffany, and bankers. And our students are very interested in learning with me.
I know you also have throughout the year some weekend intensive events that start on a Friday night, go all day Saturday, and very intensive business and cultural events. I guess you're going to keep planning those in the future for more of them?
Yeah, we will offer another 2. One is in January, another in March.
What about the China at Noon program? Are you going to continue that? And if there's any information you know about it?
Yeah, we stopped doing this in this June. Maybe we will continue to do it the next year.
For the folks that don't know, they had it last year, and that was every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There was a free class at 12 noon for business people that were taking a lunch break. And one was about business, and one was about culture, and one was about language. And so it was really, really good. And it got some people's feet wet in each of those three items. And then they could turn around and come back and attend the longer form events. And there's a new gentleman that has just joined the group. If you can introduce yourself and tell us your participation at CIB.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yi Jia Zhang. I come from the Nanjing University of Finance and Economics, and I'm a newcomer here. I just arrived on October the 4th this year. So I used to work in the international office of Nanjing University of Finance and Economics. There, I just I'm mainly responsible for the student programs, also included the Confucius into domestic affairs, such as contacting with Hanban and contact with CIB. Yes, and also I'm almost involved in the preparation of the CIB from the beginning of 2009, and after almost one year preparation, and our CIB finally established in December 2010. And anyway, I'm very happy to be here, and also I look forward that our CIB will grow very strong in the near future. It would, because we have a new team, we have a new page. New
have
start.
You spent any time in the U.S.?
I went here in the July 2011, when CIB has a very big events, when the Secretary of Jiangsu Province come to visit us. So another small delegation from NUFI, Nanjing University of Finance and Economics, also visited here, and I was included.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you at some of the events coming up as well. Ali, we have any other catching up to do, any other items we want to touch on in our brief time together this morning?
Sure, absolutely. We want to mention that we will, on December 16th, and maybe Dr. Sun can talk a little more, we're very pleased that we've talked about our relationship with NUFI, Nanjing University of Finance and Economics, and we will have a dean from NUFI who will be presenting on Chinese business and management December 16th, and we want to involve more people from our colleagues from NUFI to be presenting, so we're delighted that Professor Bien will be here then. And then in March, we've just confirmed that we will have a healthcare symposium. And we know that many young people are very interested in the healthcare industry and opportunities to do business in China, be it in Nanjing or in Jiangsu Province or in China. And so we'll be having a senior fellow from the Council on Foreign Relations as our keynote speaker, who's written a book on China and healthcare. So we're delighted to have that quality and level of involvement. And so if people check our website, they can find out more information, probably starting in January, as far as specific dates and what the agenda will be.
There'll be a link to the website available on our website. Before we go, I wanted to also mention, talk to you one more time about what things would you like to see done? What kind of new things would you like to see created at CIB now that you've been here for a while and you see the programs that are already here?
So Ellie is very smart. She knows how to bring our initiatives into full play and to make use of our strength. So my specialty is literature. So I'm also a published poet, and I started my specialty is literature, but especially in the field of theater. So on November the 13th, we're going to have a Chinese theater seminar. So which features three speakers. Two of them are playwrights, and the third one is me.
Okay.
So we'll talk about cross-cultural theater. So the cultural conflicts in adapting a Western classics into the traditional Chinese theater, the identities of the Chinese American playwrights, and some other, I think, issues concerning aesthetics or artistic forms.
Yeah, that would be very interesting for me because I come from a theatrical background and I studied theater at university. That's my degree. So I'm interested in that. And now that I see there are now more Americanizations of Chinese theater, like The Monkey King and things like that, Journey to the West. And then now there are also Broadway shows and American playwrights that are being adapted without changing the culture too much, but adapting to what people would accept, you know, into the Chinese world. I mean, they're even doing productions of Equus, you know, in Hong Kong coming up and things that would have been difficult to do once upon a time. And we'll have you all back again on a regular basis, hopefully. Ali, you just got back from China.
I did.
Tell us just one story, good or bad.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Well, I was delighted that I was able to go to NUFI and see the university there. It's a wonderful university in the heart of Nanjing, and it has 25,000 students, and it's just growing. It's getting a very strong reputation internationally, so it was wonderful to be on campus and see it. And I invite any listeners who are interested in studying at NUFI to contact us, and we'd be happy to help with that relationship.
Well, there's so many people here from Nanjing. Is there anybody left in Nanjing? This will be like a colony, American Nanjing
That's
colony.
That's right, NUFI West or
That's
East.
Right, yeah. Hey, thank all of you very much for coming by our studio. The folks
thank
will keep
you.
Their ear to the ground. We'll keep announcing the events as they come up. But Professor Day, thank you very much for coming to visit our studio this time.
You're welcome.
Good, and I hope to come take some more classes from you. And you're welcome to the gang to be a new member. Dong as well, and Ali. Thanks again. This is Steve Warren, and this is Spectrum on China America Radio.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.